welcome to a special edition of Gallifrey Public Radio. The BBC has confirmed that Matt Smith will be leaving Doctor Who after the Christmas special. We take a few moments to talk about what this means and what we could possibly expect in the future. But first, your hosts. I'm Jay Whitten.
We need somebody who is more intense.
And with me are Melissa Mazza.
Perfect Whovian name.
And Keir Hansen.
The jockstrap of Rassilon is formidable and large.
Spoilers.
We will be discussing news and rumors, as well as episodes that have already aired. But if we get into anything too serious, don't worry. We'll warn you again.
Welcome to episode 40 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where we hear the voices of millions of Whovians cry out in shock, and then are suddenly abuzz with hypotheses. So this is our special 40th episode that we didn't think we'd be doing this early. It is an emergency podcast. So, as always, this week it is Melissa joined by Jay and Keir. How are you guys?
Doing awesome.
We're keeping it together.
We're all doing great. if you insist, we're great.
I'm hiding the tears.
No. Yeah. So the reason for this emergency podcast is they lied. They lied to us that Matt Smith was coming back for Series 8. So the news has been officially announced. Matt Smith is leaving Doctor Who. We're going to see the last of him, or the last of him officially as a Doctor, in the Christmas special. So right now we're in June. So the Christmas special's in December. We'll see him for 50th anniversary stuff and Christmas special, and then I guess that's it, right?
That'll be the end of it.
And it occurred to me a little earlier today as I'm just kind of putting this all together in my head and thinking, wow, okay, they orchestrated this rather well up to this point. I'm not really sure why they decided to tip their hand now, whether they felt that it was just better to put it all out there rather than have, you know, some sort of like spy photography of there's some new guy walking in and out of the TARDIS on this location outside Cardiff and da 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 da. Or something of that sort. But it just occurred to me, the first rule is not that the Doctor lies, it's that Steemo lies.
Exactly.
And lies and lies and lies.
Yeah. I mean, this just kind of proves the point that I brought up before, though, is that it's just impossible. We are not going to get a surprise regeneration anymore. You know, I mean, there was nothing that brought this on. There were, you know, there were rumors that persist no matter what. You know, unless you've had a Doctor that just joined the show, there's always rumors about, oh, he's going to be leaving soon, we're going to get a new Doctor and whatnot. So, I mean, there wasn't anything real big or major that spawned this news. It wasn't, you know, going towards a backlash or anything like that. It was just like, oh, hey, it's Saturday, why not, let's go ahead and mess up with everybody's minds. You know,
I think in this particular treatment, I don't know. I've been sort of getting a temperature of the water out there from reactions and responses, and it doesn't seem to be as up in arms as I thought it might be. I was really, not to say that there aren't a lot of people who are extremely butthurt about this, and we'll do our best to try to and ease their pain and apply lotion as necessary. But in general, a lot of people are just saying, well, you know, he did a commendable job with what he was given. You know, we're going to miss him terribly. I mean, all these celebrities came forward and said their things. But just from the general fan base, it doesn't seem like everybody is just, you know, they're not storming the gates or anything of that sort, feeling like they'd been cheated or anything.
Right. Well, he had a long tenure, right?
Just short of Tennant's run.
Right, I mean, and Tennant was the really longest. So.
No, I think I believe Baker held it longest.
Oh yeah, Tom Baker.
Not Colin.
Yeah,
right. No, not Colin. When he couldn't fit the costume anymore, they had to cut him off.
Literally.
No, but as far as saying, oh, well, he didn't get an opportunity to sort of stretch his legs, not true. I mean, when you count in all of the supplemental episodes and all the specials and things that were done, he had an opportunity that was just maybe about a half a season short of what Tennant was able to put into the role. You know, and I thought, I think I might have even mentioned on one of the casts months back where, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they swap him out mid season 8, but they just beat me to it by a season.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would have been a way for them to actually do a surprise regen. And like you said, Jay, like, I don't think that that's possible anymore. So this was a way to blindside us, but in a way that isn't, you know, in the middle of an episode.
Yeah. And this will allow them to market the living hell out of this for the month of December. I mean, because they'll do the 50th in November, and everybody will be all abuzz about it. And then there's that gap where you're like, okay, well, the Christmas episode, that's normally just some sort of little nice thing where they find a monster inside a nutcracker and they fight him for 45 minutes. No, this will be, all bets are off, and it's going to, set us up for who knows what, pun intended, going into Series 8, whenever we do get Series 8 now.
Yeah.
Because that's a big question mark, too.
Yeah, unless I'm missing something, all the press releases that I read said, or everything officially coming out of BBC was saying, Matt Smith is leaving, and we're about to announce everything about Series 8. I didn't actually hear anything. Did you guys?
No, they were supposed to be recording or start filming in the fall, so like September, actually I think it was like August, if I remember correctly, but... Yeah, now who knows what's going to happen. The Christmas special is supposed to film, I think it begins this month, actually. Either this month or next. So they'll get through that, and then, I don't know. I guess we'll get some news from there. But
I actually heard that they already filmed the Christmas special. I don't have anything official on that in front of me right now to cite it. But they might actually be done filming, which would be so sad. Oh, my God. What if he's like actually done with Doctor Who?
Yeah, that would be interesting to know, when or what was the final shoot? Have they already had their character wrap? Because if that's the case, then it's already well established and known, and there are more than, two dozen people out there who know who our next Doctor is going to be.
Yeah.
And are ironclad shtum about keeping that to themselves.
I mean, that's one thing that they've always kept very, very tight about, is who the next Doctor is going to be. So I'm not too worried about that. I don't think we're going to find that out until they're ready for us to, but
yeah. I actually, here's what Brian Minchin says about that. A whole new series, but we certainly won't be releasing the details of that series right now in May 2013. Oh dear, that sounds mean. Well, I can tell you that we have just spent a very happy few days meeting some scarily clever writers, and we have an incredible set of stories to work on. More adventures ahead. So vague and...
Yeah.
No new information.
The slate is wide open. And the interesting thing, one thing that I will just kind of put out there and let it sort of hover, is the fact that Moffat takes chances. He knew when they had come into, when he was taking over a showrunner and bringing in his crew and doing his casting, he went through his assessments. He had his short list, of which we know a few of who they were. But for one reason or another, he had opted with Matt. Now, does that mean then that he looks at his runners-up from a few years back and starts giving them the opportunity to do another screen test? I'm speaking as if this hasn't already happened, and quite obviously probably already has. Or does he decide to suddenly leap off in another direction and start the whole process over with a new cast of characters and really surprise the hell out of us? Someone other than your early to middle-aged Caucasian male.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. There's a lot of speculation out there about who the next Doctor could be. And the most obvious, I'm going to say, is John Hurt. We've been, we don't really know after... Okay, so obviously, spoiler alert. Okay. If you didn't see the end of Series 7, go back and watch that. But we know that he's going to be... pivotal and playing the role of the Doctor, but does that mean, he came from the past or from the future? Like, there's a chance that he could be the next regeneration, and that could be something cool there. It doesn't sound, though, like people are expecting that to be going in that direction. I personally can't see John Hurt as the next Doctor for several seasons, right?
No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that it's just a... this was going to be the thing for the 50th anniversary special, and the fact that we're getting another Doctor after this is, almost coincidental.
Well, and there are rumors, though, that John Hurt has filmed more than one episode. But those are just rumors.
Yeah,
and even being in more than one episode does not necessarily mean he's the Doctor.
I mean, at this point, you could look and see, you know, you could probably find a rumor to fit any scenario for, you know, anywhere. Yeah, you know, there's so many rumors and stuff going around that I have a hard time believing anything at this point, aside from what's coming from the BBC.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's, you're actually going to get more viable, valid information from the on-location leaks and the people, you know, laying down on a hillside somewhere nearby with a telephoto lens and saying, oh, you know, I just saw, you know, so-and-so, you know, coming out of a makeup trailer or something of that sort. But I will not trust any wackadoo hints that Moffat is going to release from this point on. Just nothing. His word is crap.
Well,
basically, yeah.
We've learned. By now, we've officially learned Moffat lies.
Yeah, he's the showrunner that cries wolf all the time. You know, it's like at this point, he's like, no, really, I really did cast, you know, Sir Laurence Olivier. No.
What do you guys think about the rumors that it's going to be a female doctor? We've talked about this before, but I feel like the internet is just blowing up with this idea that it's going to be a girl.
Yeah, this is something they've been, you know, not, I don't want to say harping on, but this is something they've been, you know, talking about for a long time. It's been discussed and everyone's all amped up saying that, you know, it needs to happen. And, you know, I don't know. It's a possibility. I think that now there's enough of an outcry for it and people are ready for a female doctor. I think now is the best chance that we will get it out of anything in recent history, really. But I don't know.
I mean, I'm not ready for a female doctor, and I'm a girl, and I consider myself a feminist. No. See, I feel like if there's going to be diversity, I would love to see a black guy or, you know, so, you know, you can play around with race or I don't know, height, but gender, like, because then you have to go back and think about, like, his relationships with all these other people, and it's like, oh, well, if he, like, you know, when I'm thinking of, like, 11th Doctor, and then I watch a fourth Doctor episode, I'm thinking of Matt Smith with Romana and like things like that, like of how the relationships have progressed and how such and such led to him feeling such and such. And changing gender would just like throw a monkey wrench into that whole thing.
All right. There's two things that tell me that it is not out of the realm of possibility. One is that, as we were mentioning, that Moffat likes to take chances. And this would be a very big chance. You know, there's a reason why every time this was coming around, whether it was transition from 10 to 11 or right now, and why everyone started really kind of, you know, murmuring about it is because there's that grain within them that says, you know, I'd love to see what happens if this does take place. It would really turn the entire show on its head, but we may be ready for it. And then there's also the fact that Moffat doesn't conform to gender roles. In fact, the show itself, in fact, a huge chunk of BBC broadcasting does not conform to those sorts of gender stereotypes on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely no qualms with having, same-sex couples or any sort of, you know, gender flips on a lot of their primary programming, whether it be dramas or comedy or what have you. So they just happen to be a lot more accepting of all sorts of major what other corners of Western civilization may consider to be a shock. This, I don't think, would tear the foundation out from under the show. If anything, it would allow the show to break into areas it was never able to touch before. And if there could be a readier time or a time that could be more prepared culturally, socially, to accept that kind of an iconic character, you know, 77 million viewers worldwide looking at that and saying, all right, let's see what you do with it.
Yeah.
I don't think you could be in a better position to do so than, you know, 21st century right now, right here.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you heard it here first.
I'm just saying, it would not end the show.
I personally would not. I'm not ready for a female doctor, but Whovians in general, like on the whole, I think a female doctor isn't beyond the realm of speculation. Yeah. So
I actually found this article about who, like, the bookies are saying,
we love British bookies.
Yes. So the British bookies seem to have some odd ideas. Like, I've seen, pull this up here. Basically, like, there's a lot of stuff about, like, Billy Piper having 16-1 odds and Russell Tovey 16-1 odds. They've both been on the show already. Chiwetel Ejiofor, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's been on the show too. Like, and the people that they keep saying that keep coming up in the conversations, I'm not with that.
If you've been on the show, you can be the next companion, not the next doctor. That's how it works.
Right, and it was just a cousin of yours who died in a previous episode.
Yeah.
Like, who happens to be your doppelganger.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing is that best chances are for Ben Daniels, who I have to admit I've never heard of, but he's on Law & Order UK and Merlin. Also, Damien, the names that are being mentioned, Damien Maloney, again, I do know, he's on Being Human, 9-1, they're saying, bookies have this. But, like Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, like, all these names that are being thrown out. Because I remember I think it was Moffat himself who said he wouldn't use Benedict Cumberbatch because he was too famous at this point. That they always want someone who can make the role their own without preconceived notions from the fans. Yeah. So it would have to be an unknown.
Or unlikely.
Or look, 3-1 odds for David Tennant to return. Those are odds. I remember betting on the Pope, and I was like, oh no, the guy with the 22-1 odds. That's who my bets on.
I know. Let's see, some of the names that I had heard that really because there are literally dozens of names getting thrown around right now, from the obscure to the guy living next door to you, sort of thing, and. Some of the ones that really kind of gave me an opportunity to kind of pause and say, wow, I wonder if they could really pull that off. I don't know if you guys have watched the BBC series Luther, but Idris Elba.
I know.
You know what? I watched, I think, one episode of that because you had mentioned it.
He's got a lot of physical presence. He is, depending on what they wanted to do with the nature of, you know, where the 12th Doctor's head is at, he plays tormented like nobody's business. I mean, the
Idris Elba is great.
Yeah. But only problem is they're planning on Luther is actually coming back on for another series shortly. So that would require one show to pretty much bite the bullet in order to make room for the role in the other. But there was also, and I'm trying to recall his name right now, he was on the UK edition of Being Human and. Oh God, I'm going to have to look this up right now. But I mean, there were obviously people were saying, "Oh, bring back Paul McGann, give him another shot. He still looks awesome. He's still, you know, so on and so on." He never got his true opportunity, and I, you know, you dismiss that really quickly. But the back of your head's going, "Yeah, he really could do an awesome job with this if he gave him a chance." But
yeah,
I don't know.
See, the problem is I don't know enough British actors to really say or to give it a good spot. You know,
there are only 20 of them.
Exactly. And we've already had 12. You know, so.
So now you have to go female because you've used everybody else up.
So, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know enough of them to say that, you know, it could be this one. It could be that one. It's like everyone I know is pretty much from Doctor Who. So it kind of ruins that.
Oh, now I recall is Russell Tovey. Okay, right, Melissa. I think you just caught up on it too. Who did an appearance in? He was midshipman.
He was Alonzo when he got to say Alonzo.
Yes.
Would that not be awesome? But I don't know.
Dude from The Walking Dead has been. They keep mentioning his name too. I forget it off the top of my head, but he was David something. There was a Christmas special where he thought he was the doctor. The odds are like
The governor from The Walking Dead. I can't remember the actor's name.
Yes. But the problem with that is, and this is something that's actually been discussed, is the fact that as his role as the governor, he has given himself a bit of typecasting as being a serious psychopath. And it's sort of been a stigma on him towards more docile roles. Even though his schedule is clear now, sorry, spoilers.
What?
But I don't know. I think he would have done a fair job because he got a chance to be the I thought I was the doctor for that one episode. The a horrible thing than a couple of people have said, and I'm just going to say it's horrible because it's kind of mean-spirited. And I'll blame Dr. Longscarp on Twitter for perpetuating this as well, is that, you know, people are considering all sorts of things. There are Asian descent characters and black characters and Latino Hispanic characters out there, and men and women and all age groups and things like that all being bandied about. But thankfully, the one group that's not being considered is Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But it's still kind of, well, you didn't have to point it out. I mean, we do make up a, you know, good percentage of your fan base now and growing by the week. You don't want to poop in their cornflakes just yet.
Listen, did you see the Community episode where Luke Perry was the American doctor?
For Inspector Space Time?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it would be.
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
No, I mean, that's not what it would be, because it's all British done, but that's how it would be perceived.
Yeah. Well, then let's kind of put that aside then. We'll sort of take apart one more little thing before we decide to just sit back and let the internet continue to slowly deflate. Since we don't really have any clue whatsoever, and we won't for weeks on end, if not longer, about who exactly is going to portray the role, the question remains, all right, all of our doctors have had a certain state of mind, mm-hmm. at least initially, you know, as they're sort of finding their places, as they're sort of dealing with their new state of consciousness, okay, and their interaction with the human race. You know, the Ninth Doctor carried his baggage literally across his shoulders, and, well, I'm sorry, figuratively, but but visually across his shoulders with the entire thing, and the amount of sort of anger and discontent that he carried. Tenth, at least initially, was really just had sort of that renaissance, that love for life and the love for humanity, and really kind of just jumping full into it. And 11th Doctor was just, you know, this idea of an invigoration, this recaptured youth at the oldest point in his life. He's decided that there was, you know, the idea of just being able to find the unbridled childhood joy in a lot of things, you know, almost always to reckless results, but that sort of thing. So where could our 12th Doctor really be coming from in terms of that headspace? Knowing what you know is going on right now.
I think that it would be, we'd be closer to the 9th Doctor and the fact that, you know, he's just been to his tomb. He's just, you know, well, theoretically said goodbye to his wife for the last time. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to be melancholy and morose, and, you know, he's not going to be the lighthearted, fun, goofy doctor that we've had for the past 3 years.
Right.
I mean, so much of the personality of the doctor depends on how the previous doctor regenerated. So I think until we actually see that change, and I'm hoping we do, I don't know if, you know, I can't like speculate about what the personality is going to be, because it's always like some kind of like painful birthing into.
Yeah,
I just, you know? I kind of hope that they get away from the whole, I don't know, something went wrong with this regeneration. It feels different this time. Like, they've tried that with like every single doctor, and it's like, really, I'm not buying it anymore, dude. Like,
I would like to see them go older. For a mm-hmm. little while. I mean, they've had, you know, younger actors for the last three, and it has proved well to begin to make sure that the series held on to its you know, a broader spectrum of audience while it was getting itself established. It is extremely well established at this point, and has the opportunity to now really start to put some cerebral material in if they wanted to, with the fan base established. So if they wanted to go a little older, so they don't have to concern themselves with, you know, the physical attraction components, because you know that's going to come up around again.
Yeah.
If we end up with, again, with anyone in their 20s, 30s, early 40s or so, now we're going to say, oh, well, you know, Matt Smith had River Song, and now, you know, maybe Clara's looking, you know, a little better in that, you know, that outfit of hers and things, and we're going to have to revisit that whole dynamic again. I don't know. I'd like to see a return to the scientist.
Yeah.
We really haven't had that element in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of really, rather than just sort of, you know, clanging around the control room and chatting snarky with soldiers and laughing at Earth scientists at their naivety and things, he gets back to the idea of the research that really drove him out there in the first place, that desire to discover. You know, maybe he reaches a certain point in his chronology where he thinks he knows everything, but he keeps being continually surprised by the adventures that he has, and maybe he comes to a realization that there's far more out there to experience than even he has had in his, you know, 1,200 plus years. I think that'd be something that could really make the show more sci-fi again.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. The new interior of the TARDIS, the desktop, quote-unquote, really lends itself to that. And Matt Smith's Doctor was so much of a tinkerer. You see him kind of engineering the TARDIS in certain episodes, that it would be a natural evolution to. I would love to see like a more scientifically minded Doctor.
Yeah.
And stop using the screwdriver so often.
No, just use it as a screwdriver.
Here's something for all of you who are still feeling a little snubbed by the whole news. Look at this way. You get to add a new screwdriver to your collection.
Well, possibly. I mean, 9 and 10 both had the same screwdriver, so that's not a guarantee.
They were not the same.
They weren't.
They had slightly different barrels. Slightly.
Hey, maybe your screwdriver, the whole
thing, the trans-temporal thing. Yeah, that'd be great.
What if that was it? What if it was, like, spoiled months ago but on a toy?
That would be classic. I would start watching the toy distribution channels so carefully. What are they releasing now? What is it now? What does that mean? Some six-year-old who's playing in an alley somewhere. With
what is that? What do you have?
That's the future of the show you've got in your hands, you little bastard.
I don't know. But, you know, this caught everyone off guard. I haven't read a single thing from anyone saying, oh yeah, no, I knew this was coming. I mean, everyone had their theories and their speculations and stuff, but nobody was really like, yeah, this is it. He's definitely going now. And you know, everyone's kind of like, wow, okay. You know, not what I thought I was going to be hearing today, but you know, I mean, that's kind of,
they did a good job. They distracted us. All the Clara stuff, that was all we were talking about. You know that, you know, each Doctor has only a limited tenure, so he had to end sometime. Just caught us all by surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that they should have held off on it. You know, like, we just had the finale. Everyone was hyped up about that. Now everyone's getting worked up about the 50th, and you just took the wind right out of the sails. Yeah, it's like, you didn't have to announce it to the world in order to give Matt Smith a decent exit. Mm. You know, I mean, everyone's already going to be watching the 50th anniversary. Everyone's already going to be watching the Christmas special to see the aftermath. You know, I don't see drawing in new viewers by saying, hey, we're switching lead actors. If you've never heard of the show, come watch, you know, two episodes with this guy so that you can get it on the ground floor. It's like, I don't see where it fits in.
Mm. Well, maybe, because that actually makes a lot of sense. What if something was about to be leaked or something and they just had to preempt it?
I don't know. It just seems a weird time to me.
It is. It definitely is. I think if they could have even just given it a matter of a month's time. I mean, we're really not that far out from, literally, we hadn't even gotten to our Series 7 recap ourselves. So we're only about, you know, 2 weeks out of.
Oh, just, granted, you know, that's our own fault, but still.
True. But, I mean, I don't know. This could have given, there has to be some backstory that we'll probably never know as to why it is they felt it was necessary to push that out there. Either they felt they were beating someone to the punch, some people who had inside information, and that they were going to, you know, make some sort of a, you know, a World Weekly News kind of, you know, tabloid expose out of the thing and really make the BBC look bad for not having shared that with the fan base or what have you. So maybe they felt it was necessary to take the reins on it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Incidentally, since we were talking about people that had gone through the dance for potential 11th, you'd be all over this, Melissa, because of his role in Game of Thrones. But Viserys Targaryen, or the kid who played him, was his name Lloyd. Harry Lloyd.
So, yeah.
Was given the consideration at the time because of his age bracket. He was sort of on the short list along with Smith. There's always the possibility that they could go back and revisit him, but
he's been in the show too.
Yeah, he was in Family of Blood.
Family of Blood, yeah.
Right. He was Son of Mine.
But it was, I don't know. But that's something that they could have easily pushed aside, I think, in that. Well, it was actually two episodes because it was Family Blood and it was Human Nature, right?
Yeah, Human Nature and Family. Yeah,
Jojen Reed from Game of Thrones isn't that too?
But completely. But yeah, untouched.
Like as you said, there really are only like 20 British actors. We're exaggerating.
Like, we need Daniel Radcliffe. Let's make Harry Potter the next Doctor. And you know, who knows?
Yeah, no. As much of a Potterhead as I am, no, please, no.
He's not that.
Well, Rupert Grint has a 10-1.
It's only because he's a ginger. That's the only reason people are thinking it.
I would love a ginger. You know what? That would be like their little fan service. Of like, all right, we've thrown in all these references to gingers. You're finally getting him.
I think of all the people who really went through any sort of consideration that I think could have done an exceptional job or could continue to and falls into the older category, is able to portray the roles that would require the brooding when necessary, can be humorous when needs to be, but would really be able to carry off the sort of the return to the mad scientist sort of thing, would be Robert Carlyle. He's amazing. I mean, if you haven't got a chance to see Stargate Universe, if you haven't had a chance to see Once Upon a Time, if you haven't been able to see any of the work that he had done previously, Carlyle is phenomenal and has so much presence.
Oh, he's Scottish too, right?
Yes.
Okay. I approve then. Yeah, I like Scott.
And he's brilliant. I've really only seen him or know him much from Once Upon a Time, and he's absolutely fantastic in that. He's one of the greatest characters and a lot of that is due to his portrayal. You know, because he's a brilliant actor. So yeah, I could completely buy him as the next Doctor.
Mm. And he's Shakespearean trained as well, which we know from Tennant's experience carries
that's always
very
a plus.
Well with the versatility of the cast. So yeah, just a thought.
So I mean, there's been a lot of stuff coming out, everybody reacting to it. There's a letter from Matt Smith explaining his decision to leave the show. Stephen Moffat talking about it. Jenna Louise Coleman had to get her two cents in. Yeah, and that one just kind of, I was like, yeah, you haven't been on the show long enough. You haven't been a big enough part of the community to really feel like it's necessary to me. I don't know. People that have written for the show for 10 years, I can understand them wanting to say goodbye to him. Someone who has shot 6-7 episodes with him, I'm like, that's barely half a season.
Do you want to read what their official things were?
Reading over the, listening to a radio show talking reading is not all that great. So.
Yeah, I mean, people can, we'll link to it in the show notes and you can read it yourself, but I feel like neither Matt Smith nor Stephen Moffat, and especially not Jenna Louise Coleman, said anything new. Yeah, we're, obviously they weren't assholes about it, and like, yes, I'm so glad to be off the show. So, it was just like a
screw
nice,
you guys.
Yeah.
He was a total chode. I'm glad he's gone. this isn't Colin Baker leaving, so. Too soon?
Yes.
But, there was an explosion on Twitter. Neil Gaiman, Noel Clark, Mark Gatiss, just anyone and everyone had something to say about him leaving. So, it led. Yeah, we will put all this stuff in the show notes. You can go there and read it yourself. But it seems like everyone has their opinion, and it's, I mean, this just blew the world up on Saturday. Yeah, it's you couldn't go anywhere without somebody, either rending their clothes or whatever, or sitting in the corner crying and
crying. I didn't see any tears or anything. I mean, here's the way I come away from the whole thing, and I dropped this in the notes because I think I've been boiling this down for the last 36 hours or so. We saw, and we've all been discussing, just even over the last series, that he's been given more and more opportunities to spread his wings. he's been given a little weightier material. He rises to meet the bar, and he was able to show us some depth and some ability to flesh out scripts that required more than what I believe they were really giving him in the early stages. Mm-hmm. So could he have continued to do more and more interesting things with the role? Absolutely. I don't consider his casting to be a mistake.
No.
Although I know a lot of people who to this day still do. But so I will say that he was able to go through successfully a change of companion, which I was concerned about. You know, whether or not he was defining himself by the people that he had been working with since day one, you know, so he weathered that very well. And he is responsible in some small part to the continuing growth of the show's fan base and viewership.
Oh, yeah, in no small part. Yeah,
he's a likable guy, but both to from what I understand, to work with and to watch. You know, he is entertaining. He may not be the end-all be-all of what you want from the Doctor, but he is definitely an entertaining character.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, consider that to be a success. But I don't think people are going to be, you know, rending their clothes and kneeling out in the streets with woe. I will say this, though, and I said this a long time ago, for those viewers who came into the show late and as a result of the nature of the way the sequence in which they were exposed to the show or what have you, they really latched on to Smith as their Doctor and have not gone through this, regeneration is going to hurt like a son of a bitch. It hurts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It really, really hurts. And you've got a great support network. Whovians hold tight on this sort of thing because we've all been through it. Mm-hmm. But just know that the show is not going away, and you've got, you know, a laundry list of episodes that you love with characters you know well that you can enjoy anytime. No one's going to take those out of your hands. And there's nothing, I think even Moffat said at this point, that he's not going away. You know, as you can see from David, you know, there's the opportunity for specials or for things of that sort to see him in the role again. So never rule anything out.
Yeah. Doctor Who is life. It's taught us about death and regeneration, yeah, as you see in real life.
That's one thing that's always killed me, is the fact that this fandom is so adverse to change. And that's just weird given the nature of the show. It's like Whovians are the worst when it comes to accepting change, but, you know, it's what our whole show is based on. It just seems weird to me. All right. Well, I think we need to go ahead and wrap this up so that we can get it out sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Please get involved in the website discussions on these episodes. If you've got things to say on these things, go ahead and chime in on the site itself in the comments section for each episode, because we all read through those. Mm-hmm. And it's great to sort of keep that topic conversation going. And for those couple of people who have been tweeting me about this, no, I will not be the 12th Doctor. I made it very clear that my role will be 15th after the High Council gives me my regenerations back. So, 15th.
Yeah.
I'm coming to that one as an old man.
All right. Well, this has been episode 40 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, Mr. Smith, it was a pleasure.
Oh, and this is Melissa saying, Geronimo.
And this is Kier saying, just, it's going to be all right. It's Manoush, Manoush, Manoush.
See you guys later.
Night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. Have something you need to say, something we got wrong, or something you just need to weigh in on? Send us an email at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, on Stitcher Smart Radio under Gallifrey Public Radio. Find us on iTunes, where you can leave us comments and reviews. You can also head over to our homepage at GallifreyPublicRadio.com, where you can leave comments on each episode and get into discussions on the things that we bring up. You can also keep up to date on all the latest news and what's going on in the community. Music by Beyond the Epilogue and Retcon Addict.
Alfred Public Radio is copyright 2013.